Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are keeping calm. We are staying local. And Don Mohler, nothing more local than having two Baltimore County executives at the same time. We welcome in our current Baltimore County executive, Johnny Oshesky. Johnny O, who is sleeping little, working lots, and hopefully washing your hands, County Executive. How are you today?
I'm so well, Nestor. Thanks for you and Don. Thanks to you and Don for having me on. Well, County Executive, I was telling Nestor, having sat in that chair, you wake up around March 1st, you look at your staff, you haven't had any big storms or any blizzards, and you say, hey, we've made it to the spring, we didn't have any blizzards, we didn't have to deplete the budget, life is good, and the next thing you know, you have a coronavirus. What can I say?
I mean, it's and unfortunately, we've seen it's a matter of life and death. I've already had to call and express condolences to the first Baltimore County resident who passed as a result of this terrible virus. We know it's probably not the last one in Baltimore County, certainly not the last one in our state or country. And this is a serious matter. And like you said, you know, we were gearing up for our budget season, and I've delivered my message in about 2 weeks. And so we were moving along, and we were sort of confronted directly with this very serious crisis that's threatening the safety and wellness and lives of our people, but also, you know, presents a really serious economic threat, and we're having to rethink all of our assumptions relative to the budget as well.
I don't think people really grasp, Johnny, the economic impact of this. Certainly none of the 13 executives that preceded you had ever had anything like this on our plates. As I said, we may have had a temporary blizzard. We may have had a hurricane. Those things were all, you knew they were going to come, and you knew that in a week, 10 days, 2 weeks, they were going to go by and they were finite. This is nothing like that. And as you said, when the buck really stops there, when you've got to talk to families who are being directly affected. And just on behalf of all of our listeners, I think, Johnny, everybody recognizes that the governors and the county executives across the nation, the mayors, have really taken the leadership role on this. And I just want to thank you for your leadership as a Baltimore County citizen for all that you've done to keep us informed and to really reassure us that we are going to come out on this on the other end, but it's not going to be easy, right?
That's right. Yeah, I mean, we're all in this together, and this isn't a partisan thing. This isn't about politics. This is about public health. We are going to see more challenges, but like you said, if we come together, we'll come out on the other side, both from the public health perspective, but also we'll figure out the economic recovery. We'll figure out what needs to happen. We've tried to lead. There's another certain Mueller who had this great idea about helping have Baltimore County support our restaurants and bars by having packaged goods and liquor and beer delivery. And we were the first to act there. We have a Baltimore County To Go map showing restaurants that are doing carry-out delivery services. We have a food distribution site for those who are vulnerable. Every day we're trying to do something new and cutting edge to make sure that we're both protecting our people but also making sure that critical basic needs are met and that we're supporting our economy. You know, we've worked very closely with other county executives and the mayor across the region. We're in constant communication with Governor Hogan and the state because this is an all-hands-on-deck moment. This is about coming together to meet the challenge, and the only way we're going to do it is together. And I've been really encouraged by how people have been doing that so far. And, you know, we've got some weeks and perhaps longer ahead of us, but we got to stick together. We got to look out for each other and care for each other.
We are a Towson-based radio station. Johnny O is the Baltimore County Executive joining us here on Baltimore Positive at WNST. Don Mohler, former Baltimore County Executive of double leadership. You know, not to get partisan on this, but I shall, Johnny. The mixed messages of our government in regard to public safety and where public safety is, that somewhere out there, there is someone who really believes they're going to sit in a church on Easter Sunday because the president told them that, and that this would be okay because someone on their Facebook said it's okay and it's not that bad. I find it to be disturbing that that's where we are, you know, in this, but I think we are still very, very much in a public education phase, as I was the day after my wife was diagnosed with leukemia, as to why am I wearing these gloves and this mask again? What is the real risk here? I can't see this virus. How bad could it be? I still think we are 2-3 weeks into this pandemic still educating people. I know I am on my Facebook page, and Don knows that as well.
Yeah, and education is really important. I mean, this is a virus that is much more... The spread and transmission is much higher than the flu. The rate of mortality and fatality is much higher than the flu. This is something unlike we've ever seen. And unfortunately, a lot of young people can get it and not even know it. Other people may be, regardless of age, may be asymptomatic. And it's concerning to have national leadership that is just creating artificial timelines, when really what the governor is doing and what we're doing in Baltimore County is we're saying our decisions will be based on the best advice we have from public health professionals. That's how we should be making decision making when it comes to public health crises. And that's what we'll continue to do. Look, we'd all love to be out of our houses tomorrow. But the truth, again, is that this is a life or death situation, and that if people are failing to heed the call to stay at home, to limit their time out, to practice social distancing, they are literally risking the lives of their family, their friends, and other pillars of our community. So when messages coming from the national level, it makes it very hard to save those lives and do our work here in Maryland and in Baltimore County at the local level.
We are with Baltimore County Executive John Ochesky Jr. talking about trying to manage a true health crisis in Baltimore County as well across the nation, keeping Baltimore County in the forefront. County Executive, it was interesting that you mentioned the mixed messages. Just a couple of hours before Nestor and I started to record these segments, I talked to a young lady who literally said she had to, and she ended up in tears talking to her parents who were medically vulnerable, who were ignoring all of the warnings because they had been locked into Fox News and the messages of the president who were downplaying this. And it moved this young lady to tears to say to her parents, you don't understand. What they're telling you is not accurate. And given your medical condition, this could be life-threatening for you. And I think that's what people lose sight of. And as a leader, what you've been so focused on is giving people accurate information.
Yeah, and it's not always the easy information to share. We don't cherish having to close libraries and senior centers and playgrounds in our parks and our rec centers. I don't like that idea, but, you know, I'm not going to be the person who looks someone in the eye and says, I'm the reason that your parent or your grandparent is no longer with us. It's impossible to put a dollar amount on someone's life. And if we're not willing to make these hard choices, that's exactly what we're doing. So, you know, to your point, Mr. County Executive, you know, this inaccurate information, these mixed messages, is really putting at risk our loved ones. And so it's concerning. So every opportunity we have to let people know just how serious this is, the actions we have to take to flatten that curve so we don't overwhelm our health system, so that we can have the hospital beds, have the ventilators, make sure that we're responding appropriately, it's so critical. And so I appreciate, you know, you and Nestor giving me this platform, as well as the media in general. You know, I'd say that there's such a critical role that the media plays in this work generally, but it's become especially acute in response to the COVID virus. I mean, COVID-19 is something that we've never seen before. Media has always been important, but it's never been more important than perhaps in this moment.
Well, I know you're in regular contact with your health experts. We spoke with Dr. Branch recently. He gave us a really comprehensive overview. What can you tell our listeners, County Executive, in terms of the latest health update in Baltimore County? What's the current situation, and what are they telling you that it looks like for the next few weeks?
Well, we know that every day we see more and more cases spiking in Baltimore County, and that's something we're seeing in Maryland and across the country. We know that we have to do more to keep people at home, to keep people socially distanced, because there's been a national lack of testing and that we didn't get out in front of that. We've struggled to really have a full sense that there are actually more people that have the virus than we're even aware of. So if people aren't feeling well, they should stay home. If they don't have a reason to be out, they should stay home. If they have symptoms, they should contact their provider. We want people to know that the essential services will continue. So grocery stores will be stocked. Restaurants will continue to be open. So take care of your neighbors and your family members. Check in on them. Don't take more than you need. I'm on calls twice a day with Dr. Branch, our health officer, as well as our emergency operations command center. And to your earlier point, this is unlike any emergency crisis we've had before because we don't know when it's going to end. It's not a finite moment like a hurricane or a storm. Right. So we are really just trying to make sure that we are doing all that we can to get ahead of it. The exponential slope is still in front of us. We have not seen the peak. To the extent we can push that curve down, we're doing ourselves and our family members a great service.
Johnny, a couple of issues jump out. And again, for those of you just tuning in, we are chatting with Baltimore County Executive John Ushesky, Jr., trying to manage this pandemic outbreak, both in the county and across state, across the nation. We thank our sponsors at Fadley's, State Fair, Jeff Moeller and Moeller and Terry Realtors continue to support our sponsors because they make this show possible. Johnny, you alluded earlier, and when I've been talking to folks, I can say I can only imagine what budget meetings look like right now because I've been in that room, and normally by this time, you literally are beginning to dot the I's and cross the T's in a budget speech. You're beginning to fine-tune it because you were weeks away, and all of a sudden, all of your numbers no longer work. What can you give us an insight as to what you guys are doing to try to get a sense of how this will impact the 2021 budget?
So we're working both with our Office of Budget and Finance as well as the auditors from the County Council to try to get our heads around our best guess at what the new projections might be. Obviously, this is a rapidly evolving situation. What the world looks like today is vastly different than what it looked like last week, and we suspect that will be true next week. So as we're coming up on my deadline for submission, which is the middle of April, we're just trying to build in as much flexibility and contingency into the budget as is possible. We hope that, you know, all of our constituents and partners in labor and members of the council understand the need to do that. I will say the council has been great partners in this work in terms of sharing information, supporting our efforts. Very early on, we issued a state of emergency locally, and they were kind enough to extend that for 30 days so that we could do the flexible things that we need in terms of suspending payments and avoiding shutoffs that are so necessary under this scenario. So the budget work continues. We're talking with our agencies. We're finalizing what would have been their normal budgets, but we're also looking at how do we have to adjust given this rapidly changing situation. How do we build in maximum flexibility so that we can respond to providing essential services and taking care of the people who are our most important resource, which is our employees.
Johnny, you've spent most of your life preparing for this gig. I think we've had a couple conversations about your background and studying government, and even as a kid wanting to do this. A pandemic breaks out. I don't know where the playbook is, man, for either one of you who ran Baltimore County, but there is no playbook for this, and preparedness and hospitals and masks and all of these things that I would say you always think anything could happen. As Martin O'Malley said a couple months ago, someone said there was a train wreck and he thought it was figurative, but it was literal. And in this particular case, the worst possible things that can happen when you take a leadership role and people vote for you, this is why you're there, because literally almost anything can happen, right? We had an earthquake here a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what leadership is about. It's about stepping up to seen and unforeseen circumstances and doing your best to bring the people you represent together, not really being afraid of what's presented and, you know, being a calming force. I think Don could probably chime in here too, but look, there is no playbook. The playbook is you are compassionate, you listen to the experts, and you take decisive action that you believe are in the best interest of your people. You know, first and foremost, this is a public health issue, so we're relying on our public health experts, but we also recognize that there is a human cost, both in terms of individuals who are out of work currently or can't access their jobs, and the businesses across the county and the state and country. So we're looking at it from both angles, and we're doing all that we can to support them as we move forward through this time of uncertainty.
Well, Johnny, I know we're coming up. Your folks are giving me a digital high time. I know we've got to get out of here in 2 or 3 minutes. Before we let you go, one of the things, and I know people just love seeing you with your wife and your little girl, and you know, you're a husband first, a dad first. Give us, for all the moms and dads out there, what do you say to your daughter who's three and a half?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What do you say to your daughter about 4 and a half? Okay, there you go. Time's flying. What do you say? What kind of conversations do you have with her at home about what's going on?
Well, I'll tell you, I try to take the same approach I take with the people we represent, and that's just being honest and direct. And it's funny, I had a friend of mine sent me, he was talking to her, I guess, on the phone the other day when I was out at work, and Marissa was taking care of her, and he asked her, basically, it was like, why did your daddy close everything? And she responded, because he was worried that I would catch the virus.
Oh. There you go.
My friend told me it was both the sweetest and one of the saddest things he heard, but he was praying for strength and wisdom and peace, and that's my prayer for all families out there, that they hold their families tight, that they take care of each other. Especially in this very trying time, we have to be there for each other. So love your family, especially those who are most at risk. Make sure that we're getting the information out there. And I want to thank both you guys for the opportunity to do just that today.
Well, thank you. Nestor, you talked about mic drop moments. I think that's it. County Executive, I hope we can have you back on if this extends a few weeks for updates, because I think it's invaluable for people to hear from you. But again, thank you for your leadership. Thank your team for your leadership. I think without a doubt, Baltimore County residents know they're in good hands. So thanks for everything you're doing. Nestor, you want to take us out of here?
They're only in good hands if you wash them, Johnny, all right? Make sure you wash your hands, right?
That's right, absolutely.
There you go. Great having you on. Johnny Ushesky, our great county executive in Towson and in Dundalk and in Woodlawn and in Randallstown and in Perry Hall and in Hereford, for everyone. We appreciate that. Don Moeller, former Baltimore County executive, joining us here. We are Baltimore Positive. We are WNST.net. We're keeping calm, we're staying local, and we're always Baltimore Positive.